We're learning Yechavadat, the Tshuvot Rin Chelek Bet, Siman Memvav, something a little bit lighter than yesterday. A question I never thought of, but it's something that comes up. If you're wearing something that's particularly, if it's polyester, some of the synthetic garments, when you put it on, and it makes sparks. Now, it can light up. Those sparks, from a physical perspective, are no different than the sparks you get from electricity. The static electricity sparks have the same din, it's still a spark. And if you're in a dark room, it clearly lights up. It doesn't last for very long, but it clearly lights up. So what is the din of that spark? And then, this is clearly, you're not doing that on purpose. You're just taking off the sweatshirt. You're not doing it on purpose. We'll have to deal with both elements. So let's say you did it on purpose. Let's say you made a spark on purpose. What's the din of making a spark on Shabbat? So there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechet Beitzah writes, En motziin et ha'esh, you're not allowed to make a fire. Then he assumes that a spark has the din of a fire. Mm-hmm. It's a short-lived fire. Now every fire is short-lived, right? Most fires go out. It is a particularly short-lived fire, but it has the din of a fire. So you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbat. I don't care where you made it from, where you got it from. Okay. But what level of Isur is that? Is that one of the Torah prohibitions, or is that only Esur Midrabanan? Because you'll see that it will matter in a few moments. Now the Bartanur, now most of the Rishonim talk about the Bartanur, right? The Chazon Ish agrees. It's only Isur Drabanan. It's an Isur Drabanan. It looks like you're creating something new. You're not creating. It looks like you're creating new. It's an Isur Drabanan.
What are you creating?
You're making a fire. It wasn't there before. It's something, and I know it was there in potential. The potential energy was there. He's just trying to get it to connect. Understandable. But the Mishnah is clear, and most seen at the Eshim, not allowed to make a fire on Shabbat from scratch. Not allowed to do that. So he's assuming they are. He doesn't even deal with that issue. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who he was very close with, we'll quote at the end, he was the first person really to write a full-length piece on electricity called Me'orei Esh. He wrote it when he was like 18 or 19 years old. And they showed it to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had to respond. That's the classic work on electricity. Rav Avadya Yosef makes tremendous reference to it. In the back of the new edition, he has an article he wrote about sparks. So he goes, is it fire? It's not fire. Assuming now it is fire. Assuming it has, or that, not, I'm sorry. It's not fire, but it has the same halakha as fire. We do, no, so you are. You took it off.
Yeah, you. That's not your intention.
Oh, so that's two different issues. You are causing it, but it's not your intention. So we're going to get to the both elements in a moment. This moment, the Bartanura writes in the Surah Rabbanan, the Chazon Ish assumes it's in the Surah Rabbanan, there's a Shuvam of the Melamed Lahoil, he says it's the Daraita Ravadi, he says, well, most, it sounds like the Chazon Ish, it's in the Surah Rabbanan. Okay, but we're Orthodox Jews, we follow the rabbinic rules as well, so you're not allowed to create an Surah Rabbanan on Shabbat.
The answer that would be if I created light from some other modality, a chemical reaction, it would be the same Surah?
Possibly, if it's an Isur Drabanan, according to Bartanur, that you're creating a light or a fire, it might be the same Isur. If you're creating it from some other modality, yeah. It seems like it would fall within the same gambit of the same prohibition. But it's an Isur Drabanan, so we don't do Isur Drabanan. So as Albert pointed out, okay, but I'm not doing this on purpose. This is called a Davar Sheino Mitzkaven. Davar Sheino Mitzkaven. I don't mean to do this. So Davar Sheino Mitzkaven is already well discussed in the Torah and the Gemara. Davar Sheino Mitzkaven applies to all sorts of Isurim in the Torah. Davar Sheino Mitzkaven, I don't mean to do it, but it happened anyway. So on Shabbat, we assume that Davar Sheino Mitzkaven...
Also...
It's a psikresha, hold on, I know.
No, it's not
psikresha. It is
psikresha. No.
This case, just give me...
So this...
Okay, so let me introduce it before you confuse it. We'll get to that in a moment. Davar Sheino Mitzkaven means I don't intend for it to happen, leave me alone. On Shabbat, if you don't intend for it to happen, you only violate Shabbat when you intend to do a prohibition. If you intend to do it, it's asur. If you don't intend to do it, it's not asur. Okay, fine. So when you take off, let's say it's a shirt, you know every time you take it off, it's polyester. Every time you take it off, it sparks. That's what it does. So, okay, but I don't mean to do it. So it should be fine, but the Gemara says, oh, hold on. That's true when... You don't know what the outcome's going to be. Now, don't hold me accountable. I don't know. I didn't mean it. But the Gemara says, if it's a psik reishe means, I know you didn't mean it. It's a no mitzkaven. But it's for sure going to happen. Now we have an issue. If it's for sure going to happen, that's called a psik reishe. I'm doing all the elements slowly. He's jumping to the end. You're right. It's a davar shenu mitkaven. I don't intend for it to happen. But it's a psig reishei. It's going to happen no matter what. You know it's guaranteed outcome. If it's a guaranteed outcome, then the Gemara says, the fact that you were not mitkaven doesn't matter. So you didn't intend, but you knew it was going to happen. If you know it's going to happen, you're responsible. There's another layer. There's two more layers. Yeah, he served Rabbanan, yeah. I know, Chod Shabbat is like an onion.
Isn't that Rabbi Shimon who says that?
Everyone's mode of psikresha, Yechayel.
He's the most.
Even Rabbi Shimon is mode of psikresha, correct. That's the next player. I'm getting there. correct. All correct. You're all correct. If it jumps to the end, it gets confusing.
That's great what you're saying, but sometimes, let's say in New York right now, you wear sweaters and they're cold and that causes electricity.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
No. So you have to say, yeah, okay, hold on. So if you don't mean to do it, so wear a wool sweater. You're not going to have the problem. It's synthetic, usually, that causes the static. Move the floor. I don't have such experiences. So again, you don't intend. It's no mitkaven. The Gemara says, I don't care that you're no mitkaven. It's guaranteed. Sigresha. It's guaranteed to happen. The fact that you're not intending doesn't matter. Now the Gemara says, whoa, hold on. Let's say washing your hands. You're washing your hands with Tilat Yadayim for the Sukkah. Right? On Shabbat. You're outside. Netilat Yadayim. No problem. Yeah, but you're watering the grass. I don't mean to water the grass. I don't want to water the grass. Okay, but you're pouring your hands on the water. What do you think is going to happen to the water? You're not allowed to water grass on Shabbat. Sigresha, not allowed. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what if you don't care about the outcome? You don't care about the outcome. If you stand on your lawn, I have flowers. Let's say I have flowers, and I'm washing my hands over the flowers. I know it's going to get to the flower. And look, it's good for me. If my flowers get watered, matzov my name. It's great. So wonderful. So that's called the psigresha denichale. I don't intend, but I know it's going to happen. And I want the outcome. The outcome is good for me. So that's asur. What if it's a psigresha dilo nichale or dilo ichpatle? I could care less. I'm washing my hands on someone else's lawn. I don't care. You wet, you wash your lawn. You don't wash your lawn. Wash the shul. They're going to water it anyway. It doesn't bother me at all. Or I could honestly care less. Psikresha delo nichale. So now, that's also a story. There's a machloket. We assume that's not allowed either. But wait a minute. So now there's a machloket that says, well, okay, good. I understand all the levels. The first level is, eino mitkaven, you don't intend. But it's for sure going to happen, so I don't care that you don't intend. Now within it's for sure going to happen, do you benefit or not? If you're going to benefit from it, so then we're going to hold you liable. Yeah, you didn't intend, but you're doing, you know it's going to happen, and it's good for you. No. What if it's not good for you? So that's the machloket rishonim. So the rishonim say, the Turan of the Deshin says, well, wait a minute. Let's say you did it on purpose. You know it's going to happen, and it's going to benefit you. You did it on purpose. What Isur was it? Isur d'oraita or Isur d'rabanan? If it's an Isur d'oraita, so then a Torah prohibition, that you didn't intend, okay, but it's for sure going to happen, so I don't care. So then once it's for sure going to happen, it's off the books. But when, even if you would do it on purpose, even if you did it on purpose, b'mitkaven, for sure, and everything, it's only an Isur d'rabanan, so now the Truma Deshin says, oh, you didn't intend it. It's psikresha. It's a psikresha. It's for sure going to happen. But you don't care about the outcome. But even if you did care, and even if you did it on purpose, it would only be nisur d'rabanan. Meaning we now have a psikresha, dilo nichale. It's for sure going to happen. But I don't care about the outcome. Dilo ichbatle. Midrabanan. At the end of the day, it's only in d'rabanan nisur. Rav Avadi Yosef rules like this from the Besh. He tries to prove it from the Shulchan Aruch. He says this in a number of places. Not only is it permissible, it's mutar lechatchila. He allows it lechatchila. Psikresha delo nichale b'isur de rabanan is mutar lechatchila. Again, you don't intend, but it's for sure going to happen. But you could care less about the outcome. So let's talk about us. You don't intend to make the sparks. Just one moment. You don't intend to make the sparks, but they're for sure going to happen. But honestly, you could care less. You don't care. But even if you did, it would only be in Yisur Ramadan. Mutar, lechatchila would be permissible. I'll just point out that the Mishnah Berurah is not so clear. The Mishnah Berurah, that's for Ashkenazim. So sometimes we get cast. The Ashkenazim, it's not so clear that such a thing is always permissible. So the Sfaradim should wear the high-end sweaters. The Ashkenazim should wear the cheap stuff, maybe. Maybe that's the solution to the problem.